AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A Delta Airlines jet flipped upon arrival at Toronto's Pearson Airport, ending up on its roof. 18 people injured, but all 80 aboard survived. Jennifer King reports the wave of federal layoffs has hit several hundred staffers at the Federal Aviation Administration.
David Spiro, president of the Professional Aviation Safety Specialists Union, says probationary workers started receiving emails Friday night that they had been fired, coming from what he described as an exec order Microsoft email, not a regular government email address. The firings hit the FAA at a time when it already faces a shortfall in controllers and just weeks after a deadly DC plane crash. One air traffic controller told the AP impacted workers include personnel hired for radar, landing, and navigational aid maintenance. Jennifer King, Washington.
Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency is seeking access to large chunks of IRS taxpayer data. Sources tell AP Doge is specifically seeking access to the IRS's integrated data retrieval system, which enables employees to have instantaneous visual access to taxpayer accounts, including sensitive information such as bank records. And Donna Warder reports the President's Day holiday brought protests.
For the second time in 2 weeks, there have been demonstrations in all 50 states against President Donald Trump in Arizona. Protesters held anti-Trump signs and told Congress to get billionaires out of the people's money. In Boston, nearly 1,000 people marched in the snow from the State House to City Hall, chanting Elon Musk has got to go and no kings on President's Day. The protests were held in state capitals and major cities. I'm Donna Warder.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov leading the U.S. and Russian delegations at talks in Saudi Arabia Tuesday. The agenda, improving ties in negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. This is AP News. Saturday Night Live's been on the air for half a century. Julie Walker looks at last night's celebration of that milestone.
During Sunday night's live broadcast, frequent host Steve Martin did the opening monologue, telling the audience of stars, "I was actually vacationing on a friend's boat down on the Gulf of Steve Martin when I got the call to do the show." Jimmy Fallon said on the red carpet, being part of the cast was a dream come true.
Since I was a kid, I used to cut my birthday cake and make a wish to be on Saturday Night Live and throw a coin in a fountain. And 50 years later, here I am. I'm the luckiest guy on earth.
The night included cameos from Tom Hanks, Eddie Murphy, Meryl Streep, and Jack Nicholson, just to name a few of the many stars. The first show was in 1975. Original cast members included John Belushi, Gilda Radner, and Chevy Chase. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.